Today's gospel, with Jesus telling the parable of the rich farmer, is the second one in only a few weeks where we hear about someone who is rich and how they make the wrong choices because riches are a temptation. They're a moral hazard for us. And Jesus shows why in this very gospel today. The man is rich. He has a windfall of crops, and his thought is only for himself. He doesn't give thanks to God. He doesn't share a tenth of it with the poor. But rather he says, I'm going to tear down my barns and build new ones, and I'm going to eat and drink and be merry. And then God comes in. And he says, you fool. That's a strong word. Elsewhere, Jesus says, if you call your brother a fool, you're in danger of hellfire. But God can call the man fool because the man thinks everything he has belongs to him. He even thinks he belongs to himself. And God says, you fool. Tonight, your soul is required of you. And whose will all these things be? Your barns, they're going to be torn down. All that grain is going to turn to dust. And you, your bones will become dust under the earth. Your grave will be unmarked. And people will walk over you, not knowing they're walking over your bones. And your name will be forgotten upon the earth. And you will thirst for the day of the resurrection. But you fool, are mine. Because I made you. I took on your flesh. I died for you to purchase you from your sins. And you are mine. And everything you have is mine. So we see we don't have to be rich to be in danger like the man in the gospel. Rather, all we have to do is see everything that we have as ours. And God not fitting into the equation, so to speak. And that our eyes, instead of looking upon the invisible, look upon the visible as the only things that matter in life. Houses and cars and properties and stocks and bonds and money, fame and fortune. And not only will these disappear, but in God's eyes, they already are nothing because he wants us. And he wants to see what we do with the gifts he gives to us. So we ought not to envy the rich and the famous. Rather, pray for them. And if we envy and we want to be that way, then we put ourselves in danger of being like this rich farmer in the gospel who seeks only for himself because he doesn't see God behind it all and in it all. He doesn't see God in his neighbor. He doesn't even see that he belongs to God. But he lives his life as though God didn't exist. And we can profess ourselves to be Christians, and yet we can live as though God doesn't exist in our lives. As though he doesn't matter. Because we get caught up in the clamor of day-to-day life, of the things that we need to do to provide for our families, to provide for ourselves, to have a roof over our head, food on the table. Yet in all of that, we are never to miss that God is watching us and calling us to share what he has given us, to share them with those who are blind and lame and homeless and struggling and suffering, those who are shut in because of illness, who can't even come to church, and who live in isolation, that we use the treasure God has given us in his service, in seeing him in others. And this reminds me of a powerful story. I know I've told it before, but it's from the life of the great Archdeacon Lawrence of Rome, who, when he went to visit St. Sixtus in prison, Sixtus told him, "In 3 days, Lawrence, you're going to follow me as a martyr." And Lawrence was in charge of distributing the treasure of the church, through whom the homeless, the maimed, the blind, the orphans, the widows, the sick, through whom they were able to live. And the guard overheard this, and he asked Lawrence to bring him the treasure of the church. And in 3 days' time, Lawrence brought all the maimed, all the blind, the homeless, the sick, the suffering, the orphan and the widow. And he said to the guard, "Here is the storehouse of the treasure of the church. It's not in a barn built by man, but in flesh and blood built by God. And the treasure of the church is in them, because Christ is in them. And we have life in them, because we use what we have to give to them to live." This is a real way, this life of Lawrence, St. Lawrence, of showing what Christ meant when he talked about the Last Judgment and serving the least of our brothers and sisters, those who are in need, because he is in them. And let us not store up our treasure in earthly vessels that disappear and turn to dust, but in those made in his image and according to his likeness, so that we may join with them in the heavenly kingdom, as Christ himself has promised.